From Spark and Anvil and Function Forge, this is Burst the Doubler in Chapter 1 of the Function Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Burst lived with 6 brothers and sisters. They all shared one small kitchen.
7 kids in one kitchen? That's like having no kitchen at all. The room was tiny. It was always packed. Pots and pans covered every surface. Flour dusted the floor. Damp wooden bowls piled up. People bumped into each other. If Burst needed water, he waited. His brother was always at the sink. If he wanted toast, he waited again. His sister was busy kneading dough. Sitting at the kitchen table was a mission. You had to ask permission. You had to make a deal. The Burstwell family lived in Yeastfield. This town sat on the kingdom's eastern edge. They were bakers. 8 generations of Burstwells had baked bread. Everyone in the kingdom seemed to bake. It was just how things were. Grain grew everywhere, so bakers were everywhere too. Burst's family knew all about baking. It was their special skill.
Burst's real name was Yeast. It meant yeast in the old language. His family sold yeast starter to other bakers. It was a side business. Burst was the youngest of the 7 kids. His oldest sister was 11 years older. By the time Burst was 8, the bakery ran like a clock. Everyone had a job. Burst's job was simple. He helped where he could. He watched and learned. He learned one thing best of all. He learned about yeast. He learned how yeast doubled. His mother, Pomona, ran everything. She ran the kitchen. She ran the bakery. People said she was the best yeast keeper around. She taught Burst about yeast. He was only 4 years old. She would take a tiny ball of yeast. She put it on a warm counter. Then she pointed. "Yeast," she would say. "Watch this." In 20 minutes, she promised, it will be twice this size. Burst watched closely. 20 minutes felt like forever. Then slowly, the yeast grew. It really was twice as big. His mother pointed again. 40 minutes, she said. 4 times bigger. 1 hour, 8 times bigger. 2 hours, 64 times bigger. 3 hours, 512 times bigger. 4 hours, 4,096 times bigger. She always finished with a warning. "That is why we control the temperature. If we didn't," she said, "the yeast would fill our whole kitchen." 4-year-old Burst was amazed. He was a little scared. He was totally hooked. By age 6, he understood. Yeast doubled every 20 minutes. That was the rule. When he was 8, he could figure it out. He knew how much yeast there would be. He just needed to know how many times it had doubled. By 10, he was even better. He could tell you how many doublings it took. He could reach any amount of yeast. No one ever said the words exponential growth, but Burst knew it. He just knew how things multiplied.
Burst started village school at 13. His math teacher introduced something new. She called them exponential functions. Burst's hand shot up. It was only 10 minutes into class. He said, "That is yeast." The teacher paused. She had taught for 20 years. "What?" she asked. Burst explained. "Y equals 2 to the X. That's the formula for yeast. Y is how many times it grows. X is how many 20-minute periods pass. After 3 periods, it's 2 cubed. That's 8 times bigger. After 10 periods, it's 2 to the 10th power. That's 1,024 times bigger." "My mother's formula," Burst said, "is just this math." The teacher put down her chalk. "Yeast," she said. "Where do you live?" "Burstwell's Bakery," he answered. "End of the lane." "That makes sense," she said. "Your mother has been teaching you this since you were 4. Burst nodded again. He had never thought of it as a lesson. It was just a fact about yeast. His teacher made it clear. He understood something special. Most kids found it hard. Small numbers could get huge very fast. That was the secret. When Burst was 18, he went to the Function Forge Academy. He studied there for 4 years. At 22, he became a teacher. He has taught exponential functions for 9 years now. Burst starts every first lesson the same way. He brings a small jar to class. Inside is yeast starter. It comes from his mother's bakery. His oldest sister runs it now. He puts the jar on his desk. "This is yeast," he says. "In 20 minutes, on a warm counter, it will be twice this size. In 40 minutes, 4 times bigger. In 1 hour, 8 times bigger. In 2 hours, 64 times bigger." He widens his hands. That is exponential growth. Each step multiplies the amount from before. Then he writes on the board, y equals 2 to the x. "This is the math," he says, 2 to the x power. If x is 1, y is 2. If x is 2, y is 4. If x is 3, y is 8. If x is 10, 1024. If x is 20, over 1,000,000. 1,048,576. This is what makes exponentials wild. They start tiny, they get huge, so fast.
The kids are always surprised. They had heard exponential before, but they never truly understood. They didn't know how fast it grew. Burst spreads his hands wide. It's a big, dramatic gesture. "The yeast in this jar is small," he says. "But if we didn't control the temperature, it would fill my mother's kitchen. My mother controls the temperature. That stops the growth. In real life, something always stops exponential growth. The food runs out, the space runs out, the resources run out. But the math itself keeps doubling. The numbers just keep going up. The limits are outside the math. The math keeps multiplying." Kids often ask if exponential functions are hard. Burst always gives the same answer. "They are not hard," he says. "They are just doublings. Each step multiplies the last amount. It uses a certain number. That number is called the base of the exponential. The number of steps is the exponent. That's all there is to it." Burst still keeps a jar of yeast on his desk. He brings a fresh one every school year. What happens to the old yeast? He bakes it into a fresh loaf of bread. He shares it with his fellow teachers. They eat it at the end of term meal. And every time he breaks the warm loaf and passes it around, Burst feels a soft, full happiness, the same cozy wonder he felt as a 4-year-old, watching something small quietly become enough to share.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Burst the Doubler. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.